I remember, like in middle school, rather not in high school, but certainly in middle school, like they started the M2M program, which is like major to minority or minority to major or something like that. I forget the order is go. But they were bringing kids from South County up to the North County schools. And I just remember those kids just thinking they were like so bad, you know. We so tough, you know, we'll whoop y'all up here in Roswell, you know, y'all are up here with the white folks and, you know, you guys, it's like they almost try to make it seem like we weren't black enough because we lived in Roswell, you know, and they were from like College Park or East Points or something like that. And once we got past that, I mean, it was fine, but it was a little tension there at first, you know, between the South County students and the North County students that like grew up here in Roswell, you know.
So you were saying even there was tension between the black South County students and the black North County students?
Yeah, just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the only thing I can describe it is that I guess they felt since we grew up around white people, you know, we spoke with proper English, you know, we spoke, you know, we didn't speak any Ebonics all the time, you know, we had, you know what I'm saying. I mean, they just try to make it seem like we weren't black enough, you know what I'm saying? Like they were better than us or, you know, something like that because, you know, they grew up down in College Park or East Points, which that wasn't the case, you know what I mean? You black, I'm black, hey, we both black, let's get along, you know?
So the black people here don't speak
I mean, they do, but I mean, growing up in school, I mean, of course, when you're at home, you gonna talk how you talk, you know? You gonna say ain't, you know, I'm fixing to do something, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know. But when you're at school, you know, teachers gonna stress, you know, proper syntax, you know, ain't is not a word and that kind of stuff, you know. I don't know. Nah, certainly not, you know. Just talk however, you know, long as I can understand what you're saying, you know, you can get your point across, that's good enough, you know.
Was there any kind of, like, any racial tensions that happened in high school or junior or middle school?
I can remember maybe one incident, and that was, let's see, I think it was junior high. We were riding home on the bus, and it was a couple of new kids on the bus. And for some reason, either my sister or one of my little cousins, they didn't get along with like one of the new girls that got on the bus. And so she got upset. And the first thing out of her mouth was the N-word. And so we lost it, you know, the bus. It was total pandemonium on the bus, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, this bus is full of black kids and you just gonna scream that out, you know? Like, are you asking to get hurt, you know? So that's other than that, I can't really recall like too much racial tension or anything like that, you know, any racist stuff. I mean, not a whole bunch of that. No. Not that I can think of.
So what happened with that situation? How did it end?
Well, a couple people got beat up. you know, the bus driver wrote a lot of kids up. a lot of people got suspended from school or something like that, you know, suspended from the bus. But other than that, like to this day now, like I'm pretty good friends with the young woman that called us the N-word, you know. Still pretty, yeah, pretty good friends with her. Like I said, most of the majority of the kids we, you know, went to elementary school with, middle school and high school with, like they all stayed here, you know, and like we all continued on the school, you know. I guess